Staying with the Philippines for a moment, we want to talk about a job that didn't exist even 4 years ago. Dale Kuntz has helped save lives in the Philippines, just like Dr. Mahone, but he has gone nowhere near the place. He's a geospatial engineer at the American Red Cross, coordinating the efforts of online volunteers who respond to disasters by using GPS and satellite technology to make accurate maps of devastated areas in real time, compare them to pre-disaster images, and calculate for on-the-ground relief workers who exactly might need help and whether there's any way to get to them. Quite literally, it's big-picture disaster relief. Dale Kuntz just started his job with the American Red Cross 6 months ago, and Typhoon Haiyan has both proved once again the value of this geospatial disaster relief and has provided crucial data for the next big disaster.
Hiring me and my job is all part of a sort of a scale-up that was thought about 3 years ago and really came out of the response in Haiti, sort of the need and desire for maps. Hopefully we're going to expand some more and sort of communicate more with the community and hopefully do some more good work.
A humanitarian startup. It sounds pretty exciting. How do people get mobilized to assist in this map-making process in a kind of real-time way, and use the typhoon in the Philippines as an example, if you could?
For the typhoon, we basically knew that the typhoon was going to hit, and it was going to be pretty bad, starting on Wednesday, maybe Thursday, before the typhoon hit. And then on Thursday, we started to coordinate with the humanitarian OpenStreetMap team. And they're a bunch of volunteers sort of all around the world, and their life is dedicated to creating better maps for people in humanitarian situations, so that responders like the Red Cross can have a better map so that we can understand sort of what was there and sort of how to get places, because a lot of times there is no map. And especially here in the Philippines, where we're talking about, there was no map. The most recent one was from the 1950s, done by the U.S. government.
So
the military, actually.
Tell me how this stuff actually saves lives.
Yeah, so we get aerial imagery from the Humanitarian Information Unit from the Department of State. They give us aerial imagery, and then sort of folks around the world, you know, in this high-end response, there's over 93 countries, people in 93 countries contributed. They made 4.5 million edits, and sort of, you know, you trace what's there, a building, a road, and then that information gets taken, is sort of collected by me and by other people in the NGO world, and we use that to give our folks that are either in the field already or going to the field a better understanding of sort of what they face, what is actually out there, how to get from point A to point B, the number of buildings, and get an understanding sort of the fabric of a community so that there's more residential neighborhoods to the north, because maybe there was no telephones and people in these places being able to reach out and say, hey, we need help here. We're able to sort of see that from space, basically, and then direct people to those places.
So someone in the media might just insult you by calling you a nerd, but in fact, you're a huge sort of geological, geographic fact checker in real time for a humanitarian team that needs high-quality information now. You make a mistake, a van may get stuck for 3 days.
Yeah, and you know, myself and I think a lot of the other folks in the humanitarian sort of GIS world, we embrace the term nerd. You know, we call ourselves geo-nerds. And, you know, one of the power of the map is that because so many different people are editing it, because it's a lot like Wikipedia. You know, if I make a small mistake, somebody else is going to catch that when they're looking through it. And there's more experienced mappers working with more less experienced mappers, and we're able to sort of create a really, really good base map really quickly.
What's next now? What do you think the capability is as we continue to scale upward?
The American Red Cross, we deployed a GIS professional. So he's actually there on the ground in the Philippines doing an assessment of how well we were able to map the damage from the air. And we're hoping to use that both in the Philippines sort of moving forward, and then in later instances, sort of how we find where people are and where we find where the damage was. And we can do that a lot quicker so we can get them help quicker.
It sounds very exciting and definitely life-saving. Dale Kuntz, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Dale Kuntz is a senior geospatial engineer at the American Red Cross.